Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Here we are back in the limelight yet again with another extraordinary entrepreneur. And today is a really, I call it, you know, we're going live Wednesdays because usually I, as you know, I do everything that I do, I record, but we are starting to go live. I'm loving it. I think it's kind of where we want to be. I've got already three or four of them out today, but we've got an extraordinary, really, really, really special guest right now. And there are so darn many little, these little buttons for me to push at the beginning. I screwed it up a little bit, but you'll forgive me for that. Anyway, you're going to be able to listen to this interview on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music is our new entry. We've got iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean. Very exciting stuff. Over on TV, we're going to be able to watch this now on Roku, Amazon TV, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Google Play, Daily Motion, TiVo, the list goes on. Really exciting. Get over to your smart TVs and be able to for sure find us there. Don't forget also that you can get over to pressreader.com or in the limelight, media.com, and you can see our latest magazine. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa, Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur. Orazio Pagani, a friend of mine from my 30 years of living in Italy, who is a supercar maker and a hypercar maker. So really great article on him in there. And then I want to remind you also about another new entry here at In the Limelight, which is mynewsdesk.com. And mynewsdesk.com is the place where I go to put out my press releases, my news releases. This is the place where I go to interact with journalists from all over the world. There's a monitoring system. You get all the analytics you want. It is a really, really cool tool for those of us that are in media and not only. So you want to get over there to mynewsdesk.com and take a look. So I got him here. It took a while, but he is actually here live with us now. I'm going to show you his book first. Here you go. You know him. I know you do. There you go. Crash. It's a crash course for success. 5 ways to supercharge your personal and professional life. And we're going to talk about those 5 ways right now with Rich Redman. Yay!
There he is. Hey, Clarissa, thanks for having me.
No, I'm going to have to get that fake applause thing going. You know, I need that thing going on. Rich, it's so good to have you. I mean, you talk about the soup. I've got a special little picture for you, and I think you're going to appreciate it. Stay right there while I bring this on, because I uploaded this just for you, and I think you're going, much like myself, I think you're going to be able to appreciate this. Here you go. Oh, I got to take, oh, is it going to go? It's not going to go over.
Oh.
How come that's not going to go
over? Is it a picture of you playing the drums?
Hell no.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to take you and me off. I don't know if you'll be able to see it. I don't know why that won't go, but here's the idea. The idea is that it's a woman at a press conference, and she's sitting there all by herself at this really long table. And then, in, you know how they have the placards in the front that kind of like tell you, you know, who the person is. And it has director, producer, creator, singer, songwriter. But she's the only one sitting at the table. I thought it was just so perfect for that one person that does it all. And I really think that's you personified, buddy. Wow. Talk about an extraordinary life. Before we get to the book, I do want to read a couple of things. And I love when I said to you, tell me what you want to talk about. And you go, my book, my consulting, my mentoring, my acting. Okay. I guess Rich knows exactly what he wants to talk about. But I mean, you know, drummer par excellence. You're award-winning all over the place. I mean, you've got a multi-platinum recording. You're a multi-platinum recording artist. Again, you've done it all. You're a drummer, a speaker, an actor, producer, and an author. Where do you want to start? I don't know. Here's the question I have for you.
You do a lot. Let me ask you this. Are you excited about Stanley Tucci's new show on CNN where he's traveling around eating? I can't wait.
Yes. Yeah. Eating Italian food, of course. Well, I have my cookbook back here, which is the Italian. I don't know if you can see it. Let me see if you can see it. There it is right there. It's Italian. It's called Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy because I found out the hard way after living 30 years in Italy that I had to eat gluten-free. So we did the cookbook. But yeah, I thought that was a great Stanley Tucci doing that. And then I have a couple of other Italian chefs that are just extraordinary. I'm going to ask one question and then you can take the rest of the 20 minutes and just answer. So what's it like being Rich Redmond?
Well, it's funny. I mean, you do a lot of things too. And I think it all starts with like one of our God-given talents. And people were like, how did you discover the drums? I think when you choose a musical instrument, really, it chooses you, really. And right. I just had this affinity towards it. I was playing everything in sight. And I think my dad, who was an accountant for 40 years, my mom was a nurse for 40 years. They were so supportive. They never said, why don't you be a doctor? Why don't you be a lawyer? They were like, go learn a trade. They were like, oh, you want to play the drums? They were getting positive feedback from my teachers. Yeah. And they were like, let's support this kid 150%. So they got lessons and they sent me to college to study music. And of course, my dad was driving me around in a pickup truck in El Paso, Texas, taking me to nightclubs when I was too young to even get in so I could get
You're from Texas? Wow.
Well, I'm originally from Connecticut. And then when I was 11, I moved to El Paso, Texas, which ended up being a great thing because Texas has football. And wherever there's football, there's budgets for music. And so I was in a lot of 400-piece marching bands. It's not a big deal in Texas to have a 400, 500-piece marching band.
Right, right. Know? So I was there. I lived in Texas too. And that's when I played the drums when we did concert season. And then we did band season. Marching season, right. Marching, thanks.
Yeah.
Had a ball with that.
Oh, of course. It's great. It's so crazy. I didn't tell you. I don't know how this happened. I know how it happened. We both know how it happened, but I just did Good Morning America gave me 6 minutes and I got to teach a drum lesson to TJ and Amy.
I saw it.
It was so fun.
Know. And the thing of it was you weren't even in the studio. Like you were beamed in, weren't you? And then they were in the studio, which there was a little bit of, delay, but you made it work and it was perfect.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess at this point, I know you've been a superstar drum player for many, many, many years, but, what was it about, what was it about you and your path that said, okay, I need to veer a little bit. I'm going to be veering. I mean, I'm staying with the drums. I love my drums, but I'm going to write this book and I want to start doing some motivational speaking. And by the way, CRASH stands for, it's commitment, relationships, attitude, skills, and hunger. So let's go down that list a little bit, Rich, and start with a commitment, if you will.
Yeah. So, well, I've always had a teacher's heart. I actually have a master's degree in music education, so I could teach at the college level. I'm actually teaching now at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood here, which is great. It's been around since like 1977. Right. And that kind of led into, I'm very comfortable with a microphone in my hand. I'm a real ham. I tell everybody that my speaking event is kind of like if Tony Robbins went to lunch with Animal from the Muppets and Jerry Lewis joined them for dessert.
I know.
It's kind of like that's the kind of the thing. And people love acronyms. It makes everything kind of easy to remember. So CRASH being commitment, relationships, attitude, skill, and hunger. Everything starts in the mind, committing to something. If you commit to your craft, if you commit to your goal, if you commit to your family, you're going to be a successful person. Success is going to fall into your lap. Yeah. Relationships, everything in my life is not resumes and headhunters and LinkedIn and monster.com. It's people championing me and sticking their neck out for me. When somebody sticks their neck out for me and they crack the door open, my way of saying thank you is kicking the door open and exceeding expectations and doing a good job for them. Attitude, it's like 99% of life. That's why every motivational speaker on the planet talks about attitude and how enthusiasm is contagious. And I try to live in the land of unicorns and rainbows. And I just surround myself with like-minded individuals. Right. And let's see, skill. You know, the idea that the world is moving so fast that we have to run just to stand still. So identifying and mastering the skills we need to be successful in whatever field we're in. And then lastly, being hungry for success, having that fire that burns in our belly to be successful and stoking those flames throughout the seasons of our life.
Yeah. And make no mistake about it, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of work. Sure. I mean, you know, you didn't just pick up a couple of sticks one day, you know, as a prodigy and decide, you know, it's a lot of work and practice and never giving up and the tenacity of it all. And then to be able to, you know, to make it as a superstar, as a rock star, the way you did in the music industry, believe me, I know how difficult that is. Tell me about some of the difficulties that you had to encounter. And was there ever a moment you just kind of went, I'm screwed, I'm done?
Yeah. No, I never said screw it, I'm done. I mean, there were some times when I moved to Nashville when I was like, man, I look at guys that were doing it and doing the things that I wanted to do. It's like, I can do that. But there's something about patience and persistence, right? And just being there. I mean, so many doors are slammed in people's faces in the creative arts. You really have to fall in love with rejection. Mm-hmm. So when I moved to Nashville on a Tuesday. I was passing out my demo tape. I ended up getting my first job playing in a wedding band on that first Saturday in Nashville.
How long ago?
This would have been March of 1997, so 24 years ago, of just literally shaking hands and crashing parties and shouting from a mountaintop, hey, I exist, and trying to exceed expectations and you know, looking people in the eye and having a firm handshake and being a person of my word. And you know, it's an expectation to be great at what we do, but if you combine that with great professionalism, like returning emails and texts and direct messages and phone calls in a timely manner and running your creative business like a business.
That's right.
Yeah, most creative people just use one side of their brain.
Yep.
But if you can be a good business person at the same time, that's what it's allowed me to get behind a set of drums every day, which is where I shine and I can actually make a difference in people's lives.
Well, you know, I was a model back in the day, right? In the 80s, I was over in Milan and Paris and New York and Japan. Like I did the whole thing. And it's the same path, you know, it's the same creative path, if you will. And so I know the door being slammed in your face. And then you had to kind of deal with a bunch of, you guys deal with groupies. We deal with a bunch of guys that are, you know, guys
unsavory individuals
that aren't so savory. I was just going to say not so savory characters along the way. But your greatest disappointment.
Greatest disappointment.
Was it a gig you really wanted and didn't get? Was it somebody that, you know, that really betrayed you? Like what greatest disappointment?
You know what? I think you reap what you sow. If you're a positive person and you're putting that positive energy into the universe and you're just taking care of business and you're trying not to burn bridges. I mean, I think I only burned one bridge in Nashville, and it was because some guy was mad at me that I gave him 2 weeks notice and had to send another drummer because of a family problem for a New Year's Eve gig. And it's like, you know what? You got to be where people want you. So his loss, he could have worked with me for 24 years, but for whatever reason, I rubbed him the wrong way. But for the most part, it is hard. I mean, I had day jobs. I parked cars. I was a substitute teacher, taught K-3. It's not for the faint of heart. If you want to be,
heck no.
You know, if you want to mix business and art, they don't really go together. But you can make it happen if you fill in the gaps.
Like, well, that's why so many artists have managers, right? And then you have to be really, you know, you got to be checking your manager.
like we don't want to be like Billy Joel.
Exactly. Yeah, right. And many others, by the way. As I was doing my research on you, just the amount of jam-packed arenas you walked into with all of the different people that you played with. And Kelly Clarkson, Ludacris, Brian Williams, Bob Seger, Chris Cornell, you know, Amanda Lambert, the list goes on, Keith Urban, you know, Luke Bryan. I mean, it's just, and the Grammy, you've been everywhere that the star is shining, you know, the Good Morning America show. You've been to Jimmy Kimmel, you've been there. So what would you say? And this is, I love this question because, and you can't say your marriage and you can't say kids. What up until this moment has been your crowning moment?
Let's see. I think the big picture is being able to wake up every day with a purpose and to execute on that purpose. And my purpose is to affect people in a positive way and change lives. And now I know that I can do that through education. I know I could do that through entertainment. I call it edutainment. And so that's kind of like the lanes that I live in. So if you realize how important those two things are, you can start to take your God-given abilities and you can start to pivot it a little bit and go, well, I'm comfortable doing this, so maybe I should start offering this service, or maybe I can create this product, and it's all in line with education and entertainment. But just the fact that we were able to do things like have 3 sold-out nights at Fenway and do 2 sold-out nights at Madison Square Garden, or selling out the Hollywood Bowl, my parents being able to come to shows, and they're at the end of the thrust. Yeah. And at the end of the show, I can go out and I could toss my drumsticks right to my parents, and they live to see that their son bring his dreams to fruition, then they had such a big part of that. Mm-hmm. I think just being able to make a living from your craft is such a satisfying thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry I forgot to mention Jason Aldean. So that's really, I think that'd be really important. So when you were living at home with your parents, when you threw your sticks to your parents, did you have to soundproof like your room or the garage, or like how did you not drive your parents crazy as you were coming up through the ranks on the drums?
They were so cool. Though they had these things called practice pads, and you remember being a drummer.
Yeah, I had one.
So that kind of just, it cuts down on the volume a little bit when you're working on like technical things, but God bless them. Every day after school, I would come home and I would sit down and I would play the drums for a couple hours until they got home. And I would imagine myself playing Madison Square Garden.
Right.
So the mind is such a powerful thing. I thought about playing Madison Square Garden, and I ended up playing Madison Square Garden, but not at 21. I did it at 41, and that's 20 years of rejection. But my parents were so cool. They were so supportive. There's a lot of people that are like, I wish you played the piccolo, or don't you wish you played something portable? And I'm like, no, I get to play the drums. But no, every Saturday I would just light up my bedroom. The whole neighborhood would be shaking.
Yeah.
Parents were so cool.
So you must have had a lot of the neighborhood kids over too, like jamming and having, like, tell me, like, if 16-year-old you, out the basement, in the garage, wherever you were. I mean, you must have had like kids galore, you know, like sort of already like groupies in the neighborhood.
Well, I was such a fired up, focused, methodical young man. I was nerdy. I was like straight A's, the whole deal. Like I worked really hard as a young man. So then I could like kind of like between 33 and 37, I lived out my adolescence because I had already taken care of business. So right. I had a viable skill that I can go out to the world. I don't think there's anything sexier than confidence and enthusiasm and ability.
Right. You know, and I swear I didn't do this on purpose, but I'm just going to show. There's my album right there.
Look at that. Oh God, I got to hear that. That's great.
There's my album right there. And I had never had a singing lesson in my life. You know, I mean, I never had, you know, much like you, I never had the modeling lesson, the acting lesson, the singing lesson. These are the things that you had said at the beginning, the God-given gifts, right? And so to be able to take those and do some really, really fun, cool things with them was a really, really good time. Now I just love what I do. And that is, you know, everything that's TV. I was going down a movie path for a while. It was great. It was just a little boring, all sitting around. I've got too much energy for that. So I really love the live. I love TV. It's what I've done for a long time. And again, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have you on. I want to tell everybody where they can get this book, by the way, Crash Course for Success.
Oh yeah. You can get that. Thanks to Jeff Bezos. Everyone who has a thought or an idea can be an author. All you have to do is execute. So you just go to amazon.com. It comes in a dead tree version that I'll ship to your front door. You can download it to your Kindle or your iPad, or you can go to audible.com and get my book for free. If you sign up for audible.com, and I will read you the book.
Too super cool. And your social, where can everybody kind of, find you.
Find me. I'm a sitting duck on the internet. So richredmond.com is kind of houses everything.
Pretty much everything.
Then just like all the kids, it's just my name on the Gram and the Facebook and the Twitter and the LinkedIn and the YouTube. I think I have like 600 or so videos on YouTube, like behind the scenes, how to lessons. It's just fun.
And your podcast, let's talk about that a second. The Rich Redmond Show, of course.
Yeah, so the Rich Redmond Show is all things music, motivation, and success. And I talk to authors, comedians, musicians, thought leaders, anybody that's creative. And we just celebrated 100 episodes, and you can find that on everyone's favorite outlet, which I think is the Apple Podcast app. And then, of course, Spotify, Stitcher, and YouTube.
That's really cool, because I know that you also videotape your podcast, right?
Well, my co-host is just so good looking, and my guests are so good looking. I want to have them on there. So like mid to late 2019, we started this with my co-host, Jim McCarthy, jimmccarthyvoiceovers.com. Right. He's a drum hobbyist, and he's a professional voiceover artist. And he just has great pipes, and he's the yin to my yang. So we gang up on my guests, and we have like two
perspectives. Have a blast.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Sounds like a whole bunch of fun. All right. Any last moment parting thoughts for anyone that's listening?
Well, I think you're doing a great thing here. Thanks so much for having me on the show. And I'm a social creature. So if anybody reaches out to me, I always told myself, you know, when I was reaching out to my heroes growing up, they would never get back to me. So I said, if I ever got any notoriety at all in the world, I would return every message.
Yeah. Here's a last minute question real quick, just came to me before we say goodbye. And that is, I know that you're doing a lot of, you know, speaking, motivational speaking, you're going to a lot of schools and colleges, universities, and just like really, you know, just kind of like vibing with the kids. How satisfying is that for you?
Very satisfying. Today, I'm actually teaching, right after this, I'm going into a virtual speech for 3 high schools in Wichita Falls, Texas. So basically it's going to be a thing where it's like, hey kids, you're in the band, you're in the band room. I sat in that same seat and I was dreaming of what I could do. And I'm there to tell them and inspire them and say, look, you can use this crash philosophy to manifest the life that you want. And hey, if you want to go into music, you can do it. And here's some stories and some tips and tricks that kind of helped me. So I'm looking forward to doing it.
Yeah. Well, I won't hold you any longer, sir. I'm gonna ask you to actually stay right there. We're going to let you go in a minute while I say goodbye to everybody and give them appointment for half an hour from now with yet another live with another extraordinary entrepreneur here in the limelight. All right. Talk soon, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again. In the Limelight.